We are discussing COVID-19 outbreaks at meatpacking plants here on the morning show. So recall that COVID spread rapidly at plants in March and April. And remember at the JBS Packerland plant in Green Bay in particular, cases surged from dozens to hundreds in a matter of a couple weeks. The Food and Environment Reporting Network is keeping track. It's identified almost 60,000 confirmed COVID cases and 256 related deaths among meatpacking workers through yesterday. Do you work in a meatpacking plant? What safety measures are in place? What protocols expose you to greater risks? It's 800-642-1234. Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Sky Chatty is with the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting, where he's covered COVID-19 outbreaks at meatpacking plants. Sky, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so what trend lines have you seen as your colleagues have reported that nearly 400 meatpacking plants here in our country have seen COVID outbreaks? What do your numbers tell you?
Yeah, the numbers show that when it first started, April and May, almost every day, several or even more than 10 meatpacking plants were reported to have outbreaks. And the plants that have reported have outbreaks, that has really slowed since then. But I don't think that's any indication that this is over. I'd say that's just more that plants aren't sharing those numbers or that states aren't sharing those numbers.
Okay, so outbreaks have slowed. So there have been, safety protocols inside these plants. Nebraska had the largest number of publicly reported cases with 4,800, and Wisconsin had 860. Do you look at the differences between the states, and what are you seeing there?
We haven't looked directly at that. We haven't reported that out. But my sense of kind of following this for the past several months is that some states do a better job of tracking it and reporting it.
Mm-hmm.
And some states try to kind of not do a great job of reporting it.
Okay, so transparency here is certainly an issue, and yeah, what those relationships look like with state health departments, I would imagine.
State health departments, yes. A lot of it is the companies. Have not been reporting numbers like they used to. You may have seen a couple months back, Senators Elizabeth Warren and Cory Booker asked the four major meatpacking companies to show how many workers had actually tested positive and identify the plants that had outbreaks, and all four declined to do so.
Do we have any knowledge as to why Tyson and JBS and Cargill and Smithfield Foods decided to not make these numbers public?
I can't speak for the companies. My sense from reporting is that it is rather embarrassing to have these outbreaks out there. And so they'd like to kind of keep, they don't want to start a panic, especially among their employees, because they want as many employees to continue to show up for work as possible to kind of keep the lines moving.
There have been statements from some of these companies, I can't remember which one, saying, look, we didn't have any federal protocols in place to keep our workers safe. We've been trying to figure out how to do this all on our own. This is on the backs of the Fed, and they're not giving us any direction here. Is there any insights there? Do the companies have a case there?
The federal government has not issued any like enforceable rules or anything like that. They've issued guidelines, and a lot of it's like, you know, if feasible, do this, if possible, do this. The federal government has really left it up to the meatpacking plants to decide what's best for their workers. And as we reported last week, you know, the trade organization, the North American Meat Institute, actually sent a draft version of President Trump's executive order to the USDA, which laid out the language saying, you know, we need to stay open. And so to me, it's more the industry, you know, wanting the federal government to allow them to stay open.
So how do you as a reporter keep tabs on where we're seeing outbreaks? Where do you get your data?
Yeah, a lot of it comes from local news stories, especially early in the pandemic. There was just not a lot of data coming out on meatpacking plants. States weren't releasing it. The federal government hadn't released any numbers at that point. So a lot of it was local reporters asking local health departments how many cases have been tied to particular plants. And that's kind of how it started. Since then, the CDC has started releasing aggregate data, but it doesn't tell you like what specific plants have had outbreaks.
We're gonna pause right there with Sky Chatty with the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting as we discuss COVID-19 outbreaks. We'll be back here on the Ideas Network. Federal safety regulators from OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, they levied fines against a handful of meatpacking companies this month in their handling of COVID outbreaks. Smithfield Foods was fined about $13,000. JBS was fined just north of $15,000. And that touched off a protest last week by the union representing thousands of workers at a Colorado plant. They blasted OSHA over the size of the fine and called the government's response immoral and unethical. What do you have to say about the spread of the virus in meatpacking plants? What do you think of the OSHA fines? It's 800-642-1234. Conversation right here. Sky Chatty is with the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting, and he stays with us. Sky, we have officials in Brown County that have have talked about tracking cases, and they've said it's been really time-consuming. When you look closely at Brown County, what do you see?
Well, I haven't looked into Brown County in a while, but several months ago, yes, they did say that after there were hundreds of cases at the JBS plant that they found just tracking those cases too time-consuming. And I could be wrong, but I don't believe any cases have been reported out of related to meatpacking plants related to Brown County, related to those meatpacking plants in Brown County, mm-hmm. Have been reported since then. So it's kind of hard to say if the outbreak is still a problem or not there. My sense is that this is something that just because of the way meatpacking plants are designed to kind of have workers close together and kind of congregating together, is that it's a problem they're going to be struggling with throughout the pandemic.
You learned that companies tried to leverage the agriculture department to intervene when local health departments ordered plants to be closed. How did your reporting lead you to that information?
Yeah, we kind of started looking at, there were a lot of closures early on in the pandemic, I think close to 40, but then they pretty much stopped after the executive order came out. And we wanted to figure out why exactly that was. And a lot of it was the executive order had a chilling effect on these local health authorities, who thought that they had the authority to close down these plants. And then the executive order made them think twice about that. And what our reporting shows, what these documents we were able to get show, is that the companies were actually, in addition to the executive order, they were also lobbying the USDA to kind of intervene on their behalf with these local companies and get them to stay open, even though the local health departments found it a health risk.
What have you seen out of OSHA and OSHA issuing small fines this month?
Yeah, OSHA has really, OSHA is operating with its fewest number of inspectors since it was created in the 1970s. So it really just does not have a lot of manpower right now in order to inspect these plants. I know when we looked at this back in June, some plants with deaths have had OSHA inspections, but then there were some plants that have also had deaths that OSHA had not inspected them. And so it just kind of signals to me that they just do not have enough funding. They just do not have enough manpower to really perform their mission right now.
What have you heard out of unions representing the meatpacking workers? Have they tried to keep these workers safe?
Yes, they've been tracking, you know, they've been advocating for workers. Companies have been installing like plastic barriers between workers. They've been mandating mask use. They've been checking for their temperature. But a lot of it is just because of the design of the plant. They cannot do social distancing just because they need workers close together to be the most efficient to push out as much meat as possible.
In that production process. Sky, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Sky Chatty is with the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting. He's been covering COVID-19 outbreaks, tracking the numbers at meatpacking plants. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show. News is next. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.